The Atlanta Police Department is investigating allegations that a sexual assault took place at North Atlanta High School back on May 8th. The school contacted authorities on May 9th, but North Atlanta High School parents were notified only this week, and the alleged assault was also news to Superintendent Errol Davis. WABE's Rose Scott joins me now with more on this developing story. Rose, first, let's get a quick timeline here.
Dennis, the date on the incident report is May 10th. It's very graphic. We will not relay any of that information. It's a very graphic account from a female North Atlanta high school student. According to district spokesperson Steve Alford, he says APS Safety and Security knew of the assault, but no one notified Superintendent Errol Davis.
Obvious question is, why is the superintendent? This is a very serious allegation.
The spokesperson told me that this is what they're also investigating, because this is something that is serious in nature, and the superintendent should have been notified immediately.
Okay, then what happened?
Alfred says he learned of the incident just this week, and that's when he told Superintendent
Davis.
And
he's the spokesperson for the district.
Yes, Stephen Alfred. He also says that something as this serious, they are obviously waiting for the investigation to continue. But Dennis, a lot of parents were only notified this week, again, by email from North Atlanta High School principal, Dr. Taylor.
So an email letter was sent out to them, but we know from the report, from the incident report that the police filled out, that folks at the school knew about it the day after it happened, May 9th, and we're talking about, say, May 20th, when parents were notified. Any idea why that delay took place?
No one has been able to give me an explanation, only to say, again, this is from district spokesperson Steve Alford, that they are investigating the timeline here as to why it took so long for this to get to his office and obviously to the superintendent.
Meanwhile, the police continue their investigation of the allegations that a student was raped.
Absolutely.
WABE's Rose Scott, thanks very much. Of course, we'll continue to follow this.